some soul upon my heart, and love that soul through me. And may I humbly do my part to win that soul for thee. Everyone, Lord, lay some soul upon my heart, and love that soul through me, and may I humbly do my part to win that soul for thee. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. From the cover of our bulletins, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. These are thy holy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in thy truth, for thy word is eternal truth. Amen. A very common sight around town, most oftentimes found above doors or beside doors, done in various ways, is the Norwegian word velkommen. Today's text is about velkommen. And what a serious, serious, serious text this is. Do you realize that when I pass through the doors of your house, it is not only I who pass through that door, but your warm velkommen ushers not only me into your home, but the Christ who comes with me. For Jesus said, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Do you realize that in a few months, when Pastor Erik Olsen passes through your door, that your warm velkommen of him not only ushers him into your home, but the Christ who comes with him. For Jesus said, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Do you realize that when every one of you who bears Christ's name, when you pass through any door and are received warmly with a velkommen, that not only you are ushered into that home, but the Christ who comes with you. For Jesus said, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. This is serious, serious business. Do we think like that? Is this what we're thinking when we are warmly received by someone into their home? Or on the street? That we are bringing Christ with us into their lives? And if bringing Christ, in the following words of our text, which Grant read, Jesus says, whoever welcomes me through you welcomes whom? The one who sent me. Jesus' Father. Our Heavenly Father. As I have lived with this text this week in my office chair, on my early morning runs, on the street, in the hospital, and in a few of your homes, this sermon and striking thought was ever with me, that whenever I am welcomed, there is someone else you are also welcoming. And if that is true for me, then that must also be true for you, for everyone who bears the name of Jesus Christ, carries Christ wherever you are welcome. You will be getting a new pastor shortly. Don't expect him. Don't ask him. Don't rely on him to do your work. Support him in doing his, and he will support you in doing yours. Together, sharing the responsibility of carrying Christ with you wherever you go. I've got a story to tell. It's another story out of my life. Forgive me for focusing on my story. But I can't tell somebody else's story, I only know my own. I've never gone door to door, calling cold on people. I've never done that. Inviting people to church, it's a rare pastor who does that, especially anymore. Some of the old time ones did it. I think Johnny Hopp probably did it here. However, I have organized something like it, in which members of my church have gone door to door, cold calling, with a leaflet in hand, telling them about our church and inviting them to come and join us. And if no one was home, they would hang it on the doorknob. As an evangelistic tool, efforts like these have never proven very effective. A lot of time and effort has been spent with virtually no concrete results, except for the good feeling of the people who are doing it. And subsequently, for lack of response, you don't see churches much doing that anymore, like perhaps they did in the past. When I was privileged to be the founding pastor of Amazing Grace on the hillside of South Anchorage, we took a map and we designated an area where we wanted to do some cold calling, and we drew a circle around that area. It was an area called Oceanside. I knew of a retired school teacher through my in-laws in St. Cloud, Minnesota. He had recently retired from being in the school system. And he was looking for something to do, and he said he'd love to come to Anchorage and live for a few weeks. And I said I had something that I would love for him to do. I sent him out cold calling, door to door, within the perimeters of this line we'd drawn on the map, to let people know about this new Lutheran church that was being formed on the hillside. No leaflet was used. Just face-to-face talk with whomever happened to be home when he rang the doorbell, with whomever welcomed him for at least a little bit of conversation. As you might suspect, he met lots of people, did lots of talking, and generally had a good time. Even what he'd come home and say every night, "I've had a fun time today." At dinner, we'd review his day and mine, and only a few times during his two-week march through this neighborhood would he say, "I've got a hot one for you." That was our plan, to best utilize my time. He'd find the hot ones. He told me he had only met this woman of the house, that she had told him that she was a very active member of a Lutheran church downtown. It happened to be Missouri Synod, Anchorage Lutheran, located, if you know Anchorage, located close to the Park Strip. She told him that her husband never attended church and was quite, what shall I say, quite sure that he probably meant that very strongly. He had nothing to do with the church. Yet, she said, she was hoping that someday that might happen. And she said, "You tell your pastor about me. Tell him that I'm a Missouri Synod Lutheran, staunchly one, with a husband who absolutely refuses to have anything to do with the church. Tell him he can come and call on me when my husband is home, and that if he can get my husband to go to church, I'll be glad to change churches and change synods." And for a Missouri Synod Lutheran to say that, that was a mouthful. She said, "My folks down in Texas probably won't understand that and won't like it if I were to change. But if he can get my husband to go to church, I'll happily become a part of this new church up O'Malley Road across from the zoo." I don't remember much about that night, my first visit in the Lamprecht home. Only that he was about 6 feet 6 inches tall, an oil engineer from Texas, employed by ARCO, who challenged me to a game that I'd never heard of, a strategy type game. He was setting me up, in which you had to think ahead of your moves. Not only your moves, but his moves. It wasn't chess, but it was a game like that. Some of you know me, as to not have a competitive bone in my body. That got the response I hoped it would. Well, that little bit of non-competitiveness in me wildly unleashed itself against this non-churchgoer, hoping he'd get the subconscious message that God was on my side. And as luck would have it, I beat him. He then called his wife, Karen, from the kitchen, who had been eavesdropping, no doubt, and said, "Karen, this is the first guy that's ever beat me in this. I think we ought to try out his church." Up till then, there'd been no church talk, only talk about Roger Staubach and the Dallas Cowboys, Moses Malone and the Houston Rockets, Alyeska, Arco, and Prudhoe Bay. "When and where?" he said. With two little boys running around, I said, "Sunday school, 9:30, worship, 11, Huffman School, Huffman Road. See ya." Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you, welcome me." You see, I wasn't there alone. I wasn't there alone. Somebody was with me. And you can figure out for yourself who that was. Karen and Don became two of our first charter members. Karen became the chairperson of our parish education committee, setting up Sunday school and Huffman School. And Don became our first treasurer. And even more importantly, lifelong friends. Don and Karen welcomed me. And through their welcoming of me, and through a faithful praying wife, Jesus entered Don's life. And together as Christian parents, into the lives of their two little boys, all of it happening just the way Jesus said it would. For Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you, welcomes me." A few nights later at dinner, I heard the magical words again, "I've got another hot one." This time, it was the Brandparts, Brenda and Bob. Same thing. They had welcomed my forerunner, the retired school teachers from St. Cloud, and now they were welcoming me. However, this one was a little different than the Lampridges. Brenda and Bob had no church background, neither of them. They were what we call the unchurched. Unchurched, suspicious even of the church, but for some reason they were receptive to me and open. Nice people with questions, asking, seeking. With three little girls, they decided to explore with them something neither of them had received as children from their parents, as Sigrid Lois Wollen will receive from her parent, Glo. Brenda and Bob began looking for something that perhaps they didn't even know what they were looking for. Unanswered questions about life. It became my privilege and joy of helping them welcome Jesus into their lives and into the lives of their beautiful three little girls, just the way Jesus said it would happen. For whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. Both the Lampridges and the Rancarts were cold calls. They were waiting for someone to call upon them so that they could welcome us. And little did Don Lampridge know, and little did Bob and Brenda know, that in welcoming me, they'd also be welcoming Jesus into their lives. Like I said, I'm not into cold calls. So how can we find the Lampridges and the Rancarts in Petersburg who will invite us, me and you, into their homes, welcoming us so that Jesus, through us, might enter their lives? The only way I know that this can happen is through the building of friendships, the creation of relationships resulting in non-confrontative conversations, building trust and companionship, and all of it undergirded by the presence of God's Holy Spirit working in and through us. Sometimes we work and work and work, hoping and praying for a welcomen, hoping that a welcomen will happen. But people have choices, and some choose to live their lives, from our perspective, undesirous of having God as a part of it. And when this happens, we must not lose heart, but prayerfully hoping for the open door that one of Polly's rose-mauled gems will be seen hanging above the door or beside the door or just inside the door, as in Glow's house, saying, welcome. Heavenly Father, help us to be welcoming people, and help us to search for those who might be saying, welcome to us, that we might bring the Lord of our life into their hearts and into their homes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing the hymn before baptism.
Son,
Father, hear me, hear me.
to me, for my kingdom is of thee. Life and love I have to give, mercy for your sin. Father welcomes all his children to his family through his Son. Father giving his salvation, life forever has been won. In the water, in the word, in his promise be assured. Those who are baptized and believe shall be born again. Father welcomes all his children to his family through his Son. Father giving his salvation, life forever has been won. Let us daily die to sin. Let us daily rise with him. Walk in the love of Christ our Lord. Live in the peace of God. Father welcomes all his children to his family.